Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of K-Drama Convos. So, today we are doing our only ever, like, second, quote-unquote, what we would call, I guess, kind of our third. I guess our awards was a special episode as well. But we did get that one on a number. But today we are going to be talking about our experience at the Forestella concert that we went to. We went to the New York one. Mm-hmm. So I realized that probably some people might not know who Forestella mm-hmm. is. So Forestella is a Korean vocal quartet. They are... I personally would not call them a K-pop group.
They call themselves a crossover.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, they're a group that takes classical music and modern K-pop and mashes them together. Mm-hmm. It's some interesting music, and they're also pretty well known for a lot of the covers they do as well. And they were formed in 2017... through Phantom Singer 2, which is like a survival show thing, specifically for singing and stuff.
Yeah.
And so you were the one who found out about them a little bit ago.
Yeah.
How'd you...
How did I find
they just,
them?
They probably came up on your YouTube.
Yes.
Just recommended.
Or it was either my YouTube or it was on my weekly Discovery.
Discover Weekly, yeah.
On Spotify.
Spotify,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we only found out, so you'd been getting into them more, like, the past just few months.
Few months,
been that long.
Yeah.
I've heard their songs here and there. I've watched some of their live stuff that you've shown me. Mm-hmm. I personally don't, like, you listen to their music. I listen to it when you're listening to it, I guess. Not that I don't like their music. I just don't listen to it very often. I don't know. So I actually don't know their discography very well. Mm. I only know a few songs here and there. I'll admit.
Yeah, it's funny because before we go to a concert, I will typically go to Spotify and, you know, go to the all songs playlist and I'll listen to everything.
I don't do that. Yeah.
But that, you find some amazing hidden gems
that
way.
You do, you really do. There are some, like, because a lot of time, the, like, title track or you know, whatever one has a video is the song that is really well known and not some mm-hmm. of their other ones and stuff. But we found out that they were going to be in New York, I think beginning of January. It's like a month before, which... we kind of found out pretty last minute.
Oh, no. Actually, I think we found out before Christmas.
Before?
Because when I got my Christmas money, I knew immediately that's what I wanted to use it for.
Oh, okay. So it was like very end of December. Yeah. Yeah. But I think we actually... I don't think we remembered the exact date the tickets were going on sale.
Right.
So we ended up buying our tickets pretty dang late when there were not many seats mm-mm. left.
It was a sold-out concert
It was a totally sold-out concert, yeah. So, and we, you know, for reference, we live in PA, so we can drive to New York in a day.
It's a long day. It's totally mm-hmm. doable.
Yeah, so... and the funny thing is actually this time, going to this concert, well, it was not just us two. We dragged my dad along. It was partly because we have gone to a concert in New York. Mm-hmm. Went to see Monsta X at Radio City. And
that time he went.
Yeah, but him and my brother came along to New York.
Right.
They just hung out in New York. They didn't go to the concert because... you know, why would they be interested?
What's really funny is, yes, they were in New York with us, but no
they
weren't.
No, we didn't really see them.
We met up with them for dinner.
That
the rest of the day we were on our
exactly,
own anyway.
They didn't want to, you know, do the stuff we were doing.
Yeah.
But we, okay, fine. I personally didn't want to go to New York with just us two. I didn't feel comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. Especially because I knew last year, because we parked at one of the piers and then walked into where...
Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City is, which...
was Monsta X.
Yeah, which Town Hall, which is where Forestella performs, very, very close by. Yeah. It's like within a few blocks.
Yeah.
But last time when we see Monsta X, we walked back by ourselves at like It was late. It was 10, 11 at night.
You were really freaked out about it.
No, it was the area. Like, Times Square and everything, and that whole area is so busy, I don't care. I literally don't care because I'm surrounded by people. Mm-hmm. But we ended up walking down a street that was, like, residential and had, like, no, like, stores and stuff. And
not a lot of streetlights either.
No streetlights. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't even any people walking around. So, personally, I'm sorry. I was a little, like, I kind of sped walked because I was like, I don't feel great about this. Because mm-hmm. just because of the area, like other areas of New York, I was fine that late at night. So I was like, I personally do not want to repeat that. So my dad, you know, he ended up coming along and, you know, we basically told him, you don't have to come to the concert, but, you know, we would love for you to come along. But then my brother wasn't going to come along again, so then my dad would just be, like, alone for, like, 2-3 hours waiting yeah. for us, you know, at night.
And we had played some of their music for him.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. he would not have come to the Monsta X concert.
I would have never...
But he would definitely, you know...
I never would have asked him to come to any other K-pop right, concert right. ever.
No.
But with this one, because it's more of a... How do you... It's not a pop group. That's why. Mm-mm. It's a bit more like classical music kind of mixed in. And it's very different music.
Very different.
Very different. And he's also... He's the only person in our family who's, I guess, musically trained. He played the trumpet. He did know how to sing. So.
Oh, and he was in like every choir
yeah,
possible.
Every choir
in
ever.
High
in
school and college.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and he appreciated their music.
Yes.
Very much. Yeah. So, yeah. So the trio, we went to this concert. So, you know, we got to New York around noon. We packed lunch because we're cheap. you know, we walked around, went to a few stores, and then eventually we're like had dinner, and then we went to the venue. So us two have been, and also the only other concerts I've ever been to was One Us, Eric Nam, and Monsta X. I have never been to a American singer's concert ever. You have, especially yeah. in like high school, college
high school.
And stuff. Yeah.
yeah.
So, but I haven't. And so, you know, we get to the venue, we walk in, they scan our tickets and everything. And it was super funny. The staff who was there and he was scanning our tickets. He was like, oh yeah, man, this is like my, he said to my dad, actually, he was like, oh, it was my second K-pop concert that I'm working for. He's like, oh, it's a fascinating genre, man. It's like, it was really funny. Everybody was super nice. We get in, and we're in the balcony. And so we're like, you know, kind of trying to figure out where to go. But we look around just in the lobby. We're like, oh, there's like a lot of Koreans here. That's
yeah,
really
that's
cool.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh. We eventually find our seats.
Of course, you have to preface this with the
concerts we've been to.
For Monsta X and One Us specifically.
Yeah. Well, Eric Nam, but he speaks English, so it's like...
Eric Nam was such a mixture.
No.
There were a lot more guys at the Eric
That's
Nam concert.
True. That's true.
Than the
there
other
were.
So, especially Monsta X.
Yeah.
There were a
and
lot
One Us as well.
Of what I would call screaming...
Fangirls. Well, in us and Monsta X, it was about the same, to be
Makes
honest.
Sense.
Yeah. But Monsta X was just slightly bigger, so there was
But
more.
In comparison...
This was interesting. So once we found our seats, we sit down, like, okay, I kind of with the nicest seat. I got the one that was on the aisle, so I didn't have someone directly in front of me. It was actually a really nice view. We are much closer than I thought we were going to
be.
Oh,
yeah.
And then we sit down, look around, we're like, oh... Everyone here is Korean. Whoa.
And then if you listened...
Like, if we just sat in silence and you listened to everyone... I mean, like, no one's, like, yelling. It's, like, a quiet murmur. Everyone's speaking Korean, which is is super interesting.
It was.
And I was talking to one of my older brothers about it afterwards. I was saying how weird it was to be, like, surrounded... by, like, everyone is speaking a different language. He was like, oh, he went to Europe, he did solo traveling.
Yeah.
don't know how he meant. But he went to Europe, so he's been surrounded by people who don't, mm-hmm. you know, probably a lot more people speak, you know, a lot of people speak English, but, you know, he was used to, he's been
when
that
he went out
kind
to
of,
restaurants and stuff.
Exactly, where people weren't speaking English. Yeah. And he was like, oh, you've never experienced that. So it was really weird. It was my first time being like, oh, where are the oddballs out here? Mm-hmm. It was really funny. And then after, like, being like, wow, like, everyone here is Korean. Then we looked around again. We're like, whoa, everybody here is, like, 30s, 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was very super different. Interesting. Yeah.
What was interesting was right before we went into the venue, mm-hmm. we were walking there, and I...
No, it was in the car.
It was in the car, and I mm-hmm. said, I'm really curious... What
audience?
The audience is going to be like yeah. for this concert.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be different. I knew that because this mm-hmm. music is very different. It's yeah. not just straight up K-pop. It's very different music. So I expected a bit different audience than what we had seen before. But I was like shocked. It was cool. But I think I saw three other people my age. Mm. And I'm 17. So I'm a teen. And one person that was younger than me, who just so happened to sit next to me, he was really funny. I'll talk about him later. And I saw a lot of people who were probably 70s, even, like grandma, grandpas with their children, mm-hmm. which is really, really interesting.
Their children who were...
They're like 40s.
30s, 40s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'd say like the average age was like 40, 50, which you two fit into. Mm-hmm. But then I was over here, not only was I not Korean, I was also like way younger. I mean, there were a few people in like their 20s and stuff, mm-hmm. but majority mm-hmm. of people around us were like 40s. Mm-hmm. So that was a shock. I didn't expect that many people.
Right.
To be that age, it was super interesting. I was like, oh, this is okay. This is cool. And I was saying it kind of felt like, because you would look around, but there was like no other white people.
Oh,
you could
gosh,
like
no.
pick them out. There was only a few.
I think in our entire section.
In our section or the balcony section?
The balcony.
Oh, there was like 20?
Not even
like
10, maybe 10.
Yeah, there were very few, and there was three of us, yeah. and there was like two or three sitting, like two people sitting behind us who also weren't Korean. It was really funny. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, like looking around, I'm like, man, it's like we have an in. It's like we're in the know there somehow, like, you know. And it was really funny because after like with most concerts, they would do like 2-3 songs, then pause and like talk for a little bit, mm-hmm. and it was really funny. The very first one, after the first, like their opening, they paused and were talking, you know, saying how many Korean people are here, this and that, and then they were saying, okay, everybody who's not Korean, raise your hands.
Yeah.
And like, you know, 50 people in the whole place raised. So few people.
Yeah.
It was very little.
This was a venue of 1500 people.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. It was
maybe 50 were white.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 were non-Korean.
Yeah. Not all of them were white.
No.
But it was really funny because you could see, you know, a few people, their hands go up. And the Forestella was like, oh my gosh. They legit were like, how did you know? They were like, how did you find out about us? It was so, so funny. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so we were in the balcony. So we had a pretty good view of the stage. Mm-hmm. And for our other two concerts that we're seating was One Us and Monsta X.
We're also in the balcony. Dude, balconies are a great place to be, especially when you're short.
Yeah, both of us are so short, and because this balcony was steep, really, really steep. So we had a really nice view.
Yeah.
And the only other one we weren't in the balcony was Monsta X, which was standing only. And
no, that was Eric Nam.
Sorry, Eric Nam.
Oh, standing room only.
That was in a club.
It's very different.
That one was
very
rough.
Different.
Let's
yeah.
put it that way. That one was rough.
Sheesh. When you're only 5'4", it's hard to see.
It is. It was cool because we were really, really close, but it wasn't exactly...
The Eric Nam concert, we were like 10 people away, but that doesn't matter when a 6'3" person
yeah,
stands in front of you.
Yeah, it legit was hard to see anything.
Yeah.
But so me and my dad were sitting in our seats, and then you went in line, the 50 people deep line.
50? Oh my gosh.
Like 100 people it deep line so, for the bathroom.
It took forever.
Because we got there like half
what
hour
early. What do women
early.
Do in the bathroom? I don't know.
I don't know. So we were there like half hour early, so we had some time. And we were sitting there, and then an announcement came on, and it was in Korean. We're like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe the announcement's in Korean, then they have them in English. And they were saying, no phones and pictures or videos during the performances, yeah. only at, like, the designated times, which I think were in between songs and stuff, which was very interesting. We couldn't guess if it was for this group in particular or if it was the venue's rules. I couldn't tell. Yeah. Really not sure. But, dude, they were so strict. Mm-hmm. Like, we were... You know, I was like, okay, whatever. I just want to take pictures. Like, I didn't have, like, the clearest shot to get a picture anyway. I'm like, oh, whatever. That's fine. And, but there was, like, one or two people close to us that were, like, just try to take a picture or video. And there was this dude walking around with a flashlight who'd shine it at them and be like, dude, put your phone down. Like,
right.
They were really. And they had someone pacing the balcony every single time the lights went down to make sure no one was on their phone.
Yeah.
That was, like, really, really surprising. I didn't expect it to be so strict.
But I kind of... In a sense, I did like that.
I did
because
like it.
Being at other concerts where the people in front of you...
Like the Eric Nam one especially.
They just would hold their phone up.
So and you'd be in your way. You'd be watching through a phone, which is not the best. So I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you could take pictures when they were just talking and stuff because they brought the lights up a little bit. They were fine with that. And so they had the opening, which I don't remember what song they did, to be honest. I know some of their songs, but I don't know their names, unfortunately. But they had more than one in the opening. And it was really neat because it's very different music. Mm-hmm. And I think it's music that just the music, because a lot of K-pop, you have the dances in person, which is a very different experience.
Right.
Just talking about the vocals and everything, their music, I think, lends itself to hearing it live eat way more than some K-pop groups do just because of the style, you know, being able to appreciate like their power and their harmonizing in person was really cool.
And when two of them are classically trained opera trained singers, and you just can't appreciate that as much on a recording as
you still can
live.
But yeah, it was really cool. And so the only one who I think he's probably pretty darn fluent in English, he sounded it, was Mingyu, was the only one who he was. I felt so bad for him. So this audience, imagine this audience is like 98% Korean, give or take. Like, 50 people weren't Korean. And so what happened was that every single break they'd have between songs, they did not have a translator. Mm-mm. And so for the first one or two, Mingyu was trying to translate some of what the other members were saying.
He would let them talk, and then he would, like,
summarize. Which is funny. It was fun. It was fine. I just felt kind of bad because obviously he's a singer. He's not a translator, you know.
Right.
And so after the one or two of the pauses, after that, he basically gave up.
It was
the poor guy.
Hard, yeah.
And he even was like, my English is too bad. I'm so sorry. And like his English was fine. I think it was just it is very hard to translate on the spot like that.
Versus just having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have probably
been
just
fine. I think he would have been fine. I really think he would have. But it was very different because they were only speaking Korean. And I can pick out some words.
Yeah.
Some I can... It's really annoying, though. Because some I'll pick out and be like, oh, I recognize that word, but can't tell you what it means in English. Mm-hmm. And the other half I can pick out and know what it means in English. But it's like, you know...
Not quite enough to follow.
It's like 2% of what they're saying, basically. Which is, you can't even kind of follow it. And so it was really funny. So we would be sitting there, And then one of the members would say something, and then everybody laughed, and we're like, oh, this is awkward. Like, yeah, it was fine. Like,
we don't get the joke.
Yeah, because we didn't understand what they're saying, but I couldn't blame them for it, though, because, mm-hmm. I mean, also, you're in New York. I bet every Korean there did speak English.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you. And if they did have a translator, 98% of these people would be hearing it twice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of sucked. So every single break, we pretty much didn't know what was happening, which was a shame. Yeah. It's always fun to hear what they're talking about
and they're
joking.
So animated.
Yeah,
with one another,
I know.
With the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was cool to hear Korean spoken in person mm-hmm. because, like, where we live, there isn't a Korean community or like close to us. So it was cool hearing people speak in Korean, but it was like, oh, but I have no idea what you were talking about. Like, at all. But, you know, by the end, we kind of knew that was going to happen every break, so it was fine, you know. And there's nothing they could do. They didn't have a translator. Like, you know, what were they supposed to do? Probably one of the few things that really, really sucked was the music balance was slightly off.
Especially at the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning was much worse. It, for some reason, it was just so...
The very first song, the music.
No, it was all of them.
Well, I noticed it immediately.
Oh, the very first,
the first
one.
Song, the music was too loud.
Also,
their voices.
No. Their
and
voices,
the voices
were too loud as well.
When they hit a certain point, it would be like fuzzy. Almost.
Yeah, it would just
like the sound
it.
System.
It couldn't handle
it.
Yeah, like the music and their voices were turned up too loud.
Yeah.
That once they got to a certain extent. It, like, couldn't handle it anymore.
Which is where you kind of lose...
Some of that, yeah.
The impressiveness of being live.
Exactly. It was a shame. I think they got a little
I think
bit
they adjusted it.
But it wasn't... I was like, man, you could do so much for it just to turn it down a little bit. It would have really helped. So, unfortunately, the music was a little off. But it was still really, really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And so I mentioned the one boy who sat, I was in the aisle, like the aisle seat, and across the aisle from me, he must have been like 12,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
I guess 12.
And he was there with his dad, and it was really, really funny, because here and there, when they would play certain songs, he would, what do you call it?
Direct.
He would direct, like a conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very funny, and...
At one point... He had his eyes closed while he was directing.
And he was, like, going at it with his hands.
And it wasn't just a kid fooling around.
Exactly. You could tell.
He was following the beats. He had the certain...
Yeah,
he held his hands a certain way.
Uh-huh. It was so cute. Oh, my gosh. And he wouldn't do it every song. It was, like, here and there. And it wasn't even for the whole song.
No.
It might just be in the chorus or something. But... It was so funny. And you could tell he looked like he was musically trained because he looked like he knew what he's doing.
Yep.
And his dad was doing the same thing, but like really, really small in his lap. It was, oh my gosh. It was so funny. But every now and then, because he's, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I'd see his movement. I was like, oh my gosh, this is too funny. So cute. Oh my word. And then they had, this was really funny, they had an intermission. In this,
which you're not used to.
No, I've not.
See, when you go to
a musical, even intermission.
A musical?
Yeah.
Or if you go to, like, an orchestra concert.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They,
oh,
they
yeah.
Have
to
an
be
intermission.
Fair, I've been to a decent amount of musicals.
Yeah.
But they're not concerts. So, mm-hmm. You know, but I know I've been to musicals quite a bit, actually, especially when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a 20-minute intermission. And the funniest thing was when, you know, they're like, you know, they did the announcement in Korean, then in English, the intermission was starting, and that you know, it was for 20 minutes. And so slowly the lights start coming back on. You just see these ladies sprint out of here. I'm like, oh boy, they're trying to get to the bathroom.
Yeah, and I was one of them that made a beeline to the bathroom, but there were ladies literally running, and one of the
serious.
People who worked there said, ladies, no running in the halls.
So dude,
funny.
Like, I'm not joking. They sprinted out of there. Yes, they did. It was so funny. Oh, my gosh. And so, you know, I wasn't, you know, I didn't need to go to the bathroom, so I just sat there. But, oh, yeah, beforehand, I totally forgot to mention that. When you first walk in the entrance, to our left, they were handing out a flat, like, posters? I guess, like, mini posters, like those long, thin ones. And so, right before, because we got there a half hour early, we were waiting a little bit, and you were in line for the bathroom. You were texting me, like, you have to go and get them, because we were pretty sure they were handing them out for free.
Right.
Like, fine, I'll go do it. I walk down the stairs, I try and get in line, you know, there's a big crowd right there, some people trying to get in, get out, I got in line, I got handed one. Well, first I got handed a photo card. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, but could I have a second one? Because someone I'm with, but they're, you know, they're over there. Like, oh, well, okay. Like, do you want a different one? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure, whatever. Just, I don't really care. Just, I was like, why not get two? There's two of us here. Mm-hmm. And then I got handed, like, the poster. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, but could I get a second one? Because I'm here with someone. She's like, oh, sure, whatever. You know, hand it to me. So I was like, oh, a little awkward. I'm not trying to take more. Right. Like, it really is, like, two of us there. And it was funny, and in the announcement they did, talking about no phones, that there was going to be an intermission, stuff like that, they also mentioned to hide the posters till, like, the very end, mm-hmm. and then everybody's supposed to, like, you know, bring them out. And so, after intermission, I'm pretty sure the first song they opened with was, is it just called My Favorite Things, or Few of My Favorite Things? What's it called?
My Favorite Things.
My Favorite Things from
The Sound of Music.
Which, you've seen the movie how many times? Like 50?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it once a year entire childhood. Mm-hmm. So that would be like, you know, like 18 times.
At least. And then you would watch it with your kids as well.
And I would watch it with all my kids.
That song was really fun. Mm-hmm. Partly because I was trying to explain this to you earlier. It sounded really stupid. That a lot of the songs that I liked that Forest Hill did, I didn't like them just because they were in English. It's not the reason why I was like, oh, I really liked that one in particular. It's because I knew them. Mm-hmm. Not just because I knew how to sing along to it. It's just like I knew the song like previously.
You were familiar with it, so you could enjoy it more.
They're not Utopia. What's their other one that you really like? It's not their newer one. No, wasn't that something?
Anonymous?
No. Isn't there like a Save Our Lives or something one?
Save Our Lives?
Oh, was it that one? I think it might have been that one.
That's the one they kept playing.
Oh, it was that one. They played Save Our Lives. Yeah. I was very excited because I knew that song. Even though it's in Korean, like, I was very excited because, like, I knew it and was familiar with it. So, but when they played My Favorite Things.
Wait, Korean is, Save Our Lives is not in Korean.
What's it? No, I think part of it is. Whatever language. They have most of their songs have, like, three.
It's almost entirely English.
What? Are you sure?
Yes.
Save Our Lives is mostly... Wait. Save Our Lives. Is it called that? Yes, yeah, Song by Forestella.
Yes. It's almost entirely English.
How do I get... Give me the... Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They have another language, too. Wow. Okay, I'm just deaf,
it's mostly
apparently.
English, though.
I can't... I don't know. That's one of the songs. It's like... Even some American songs, I can't tell what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I really like that song, though, and I recognize it, so I had fun. They played My Favorite Things, which was really fun. That was one of the last songs I expected them to sing.
I found it so hilarious.
It was so
because it comes from this movie, or this musical, mm-hmm. where this woman from Austria is singing about, you know, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodle. I'm like talking about very Austrian, mm-hmm. European things.
Uh-huh.
And for this Asian group to be singing about these very Austrian things.
He was very...
I found extremely
That's not
funny.
Why I thought it was I funny. Found it really I just funny. Thought it was funny because I was like, oh, didn't expect this one.
No, they did really... I did not expect that either. Oh, what was the one? The fair one? Scarborough Fair?
Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel.
I really liked that one, too, because you'd played it for me before, so I'd heard it before. Yeah. But it was
that See, one... now that's another one. I grew up... My parents listened to Simon and Garfunkel, so I
so you knew
the
one.
Music.
Yeah, but with that one, like Scarborough Fair, it was cool because I'd seen a video of them doing it live. I don't know if they have a recording of it even. I saw the video of them doing it live, so then seeing it actually live was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then after that, they had a break. And it was funny because, you know, we're sitting there having no idea what's happening because we can't understand anything. You know, you hear it in a bunch of Korean, then you hear solo stage-y, and then you keep going in Korean. I'm like, oh,
ooh, I got that one.
I know that one. So we got really excited because I did not expect them to do solo stages.
I'm so glad they did.
Oh, my gosh. So fun.
Because they each one of them has a very distinct voice. Voice, very distinct range and style.
So we were very excited. We're like, oh, shoot, dude, they're doing this whole stage just next. Let's go. And the first two songs, so the first two members did, they were both in English. Did not know them. Did not recognize them. One I thought I recognized, but I have no. Unfortunately, the one thing we could not find for this group was a set list.
Yeah.
Because we are the third concert. They had done the one in LA and Vancouver before they did it in New York. Mm. I couldn't find a set list anywhere. I found a few of the songs they did, like, mentioned. But I don't know who the original... artist was. So I can't look up the song, which is a shame.
I think Be My Love is that's the one you probably are like,
no, I might. It wasn't that one. It was the other one.
Oh,
that
really?
Was in it was called, like, Remember.
I was from, think I'm familiar with Be My Love.
Yeah, it was
like,
the other
I had
one.
Heard it somewhere.
It was the other one that sounded like it was from a musical or something. I felt like I recognized, but I wasn't sure. And then the third, I believe it was the third one, did, this is funny, so they played the intro, like, the music, like, they just played the intro music, and you, who's to my left, just, like, freaks out, like, oh my gosh, I know this song, I was like, what, I was like, was it, like, an 80s song, because you know 80s songs, and I was like, what is it, and here, say what it was.
It was from Jesus Christ Superstar. All I needed was,
it was just
dum, dum, dum.
Apparently a lot of songs
dum,
have that.
Dum, dum, dum. That's the whole theme.
Oh, okay.
And I knew immediately it was Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Superstar.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up and it was the song Gethsemane Jesus sang that in the garden.
Right. Have you seen that live?
Live, no.
You haven't?
No. Really? I've seen the musical,
like, film.
You know, film.
It was live, but it was
multiple
filmed.
Times.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so you are here so excited, and you now got to hear the song in Korean. Yes. It actually was cool because I never would have guessed it was originally an English song because it actually worked really well.
It did. There are, sometimes there'll be like a song in one language.
Yeah, and they do another different one.
And then
one.
In another language, it's parts of it sound awkward.
Yeah, because trying to fit the lyrics,
the
in.
Syllables of the words aren't the same.
This
but this
one
did
sound
not
fine.
Sound
oh totally
whatsoever.
And then this is really funny. So this audience was very. I actually really liked this audience.
Yes.
So this audience knew how to make noise. It was great. They were great audience.
Yeah.
But they were really nice about not clapping and cheering over them singing.
Yes.
Which, at the Monster X and One Us especially, it was honestly sometimes to the extent where I was like, dude, I just want to hear them sing. Like,
but
you know?
You also have to note the music
energy.
Was so much louder at the Monster X concert.
Oh, gosh. The Monster X and One Us concert, it, like, kind of hurt a little bit. It was so loud. But even though the music was that loud...
You could still hear all the
still
screaming.
Having so many people cheering and clapping and stuff was like, I kind of want to hear them sing, though. And, like, you know. But it's not that I don't hate that. It was fine.
Right.
But it was a very different energy, you know? But when in this one, it was every single time a song, like, the music started to fade. Even before it was totally faded, everybody would start clapping and cheering and everything. It was great. I think the funniest one was when the last solo stage, which who did it? Kang Hyung Ho.
Yeah, Hyung Ho did it, who I've seen, I saw a video of him doing this. Yeah. It's so cool to see live. So Phantom of the Opera, which I think is the name of the song as well, it starts, and
before he starts singing.
Yeah, before he starts singing, people cheering. Started cheering. Yeah. I was like, I think it was one of the first ones people cheered before, like, because they were like, oh, shoot, that's what's happening. Because we didn't know what ones they were going to
do. So what he does in this song.
Hold on. What? If you haven't seen this, look it up. You have to look it up.
In the musical, it is
this particular song. Yeah.
This particular song, it is the, I don't know her name, the female lead.
I've never seen it.
And the Phantom singing.
A duet
together.
Yep.
Now, it's not at the same, like, they're not harmonizing.
No, it's like one and the other.
She's singing some lines and he's singing some lines.
It's a very famous song by most people.
Right, so Hyung Ho sang both parts.
It's so good.
So he has this amazing falsetto.
Uh-huh.
And then he has a beautiful tenor voice as well. But when he would, sing a line and, like, five beats later switch completely from falsetto to tenor and then back again. It was amazing.
It's so good. Absolutely so good. Amazing. Oh, and it was super impressive seeing, like, I think the video, was it from Phantom Singer when they had the video? I'm not sure.
So.
I think it was. Yeah. So it's pretty old, actually. Mm-hmm. But seeing him do it live, that was probably one of the top songs to see. It was so cool. We were very, oh my gosh, we like freaked out when came on. And my dad really liked him doing that.
He said that song was worth the ticket price.
It was.
That song alone.
So good. Oh my gosh, yeah. And so then after that, then they, you know, they've done the solo stages. It's really funny. They sang an Ed Sheeran song. They sang Shape of You, which I should look up them doing at a different concert. So this was the only song that the whole crowd was sitting there clapping to the beat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All the grandmas clapping to the beat, man. It was great. It was so great. And the funniest thing, it was towards the end of the song, or at least the second half, they had to switch to a different language. Because I know, unfortunately, I don't even like that song. I've heard it enough times. I know.
I think they switched to Spanish.
They switched to Spanish?
I think so.
I think they did. Because partway through, you know, I was kind of like, you know, humming, singing along to it. And then partway through, I'm like, hold on a second. They just switched languages. I was like, what just happened? I don't even, like. So we're pretty sure it was Spanish. But I don't really know.
Just to give a little context, these guys will sing in many different languages.
They'll do Korean and English probably the most.
They will sing in Italian.
French. Maybe one or two times, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So for us, it was like, it could have been multiple languages. And it was hard to tell.
I think it was Spanish.
I think it was Spanish. It's our best guess. Yeah. It was hard to tell, though. And then, you know, they're kind of like wrapping up a little bit. We're like, okay. And then at the very end, so the whole announcement at the beginning was saying not to show.
I forgot another extremely important cover.
This is really funny. Yeah. I sat there during intermission taking notes, and I forgot. And then the car, and I forgot to note. Okay.
Yes.
This was the other one. The crowd was so excited.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Everybody was obviously waiting.
Everyone was waiting. I was like, oh, I hope they do it. So, for Estella, one of the songs that came really well known for, like, it was an official clip on YouTube that got, like, tons of views, was them covering Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. Is that the name of the song?
Yes.
Yes. By, who's it by? Whoa. Dude,
I just
year were you born?
What the heck?
Wait, who's Bohemian?
Queen.
Wow. Gosh, we're terrible.
I just had a
when was that
moment?
When was Queen? When was Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh gosh,
hey,
I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. 75. Okay, was it still popular in the '80s? That's when you would have known.
Yes,
it was.
Yes.
So this was the one of the other songs where they said beforehand what they were gonna sing next, and this crowd got they didn't go crazy. They got very,
very excited.
this was, it was so good. Mm-hmm. And especially because in the very beginning, they almost sing a cappella.
They did.
Well, no.
Very beginning.
No, but there's some, like, really quiet piano for some of it, though. It's, like, the very beginning, I think, is a cappella. Then some's, like, almost, but there's, like, very quiet music. But one of the best things was that because, especially for the intro and stuff, the music was quieter.
Mm-hmm.
You could really hear their voices, you know, because a lot of times the music just got a little too loud. It was so frustrating. But this song was probably, it was one of my favorite songs. Like, oh my word, it was so, and it's such a weird song, but it's very fun. And this was one of those where I was like, you have to see it live.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen all of them performing it. I've just seen recordings of it. Mm-hmm. Like, recordings of them performing it live.
Right.
Now, but it's such a different experience seeing it in person. It really is. Like, I think there are some songs that I'm like, wouldn't be that different in person. Right. It's more the... I think a lot of concerts... It's
a lot the atmosphere.
Yeah, I feel like most concerts, it's not the music. It's, well, I mean, I'm talking about more like pop, modern pop stuff. It's not the song itself is different live.
Because often the song will sound exactly like the recording.
Yeah, and they did as well. But it's more like, you know, the atmosphere or the performance or dance and stuff. With this one, they didn't need a performance. They didn't need a dance. They just sang, man. It was, it was amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Now, the one thing they do... During the song, they stand in the same formation that Queen's.
I don't think I've ever actually seen the video. I should really watch the video. I bet it's weird, but it's such a good song. Oh my word! Again, if you can't see them live, at least look up them doing this song. Yeah. It's so fun, especially because this one is something that I would assume more people in the U.S. know it. Than in Korea, I guess. I mean, Queen was huge.
This was just one of those
where, like, everybody
songs
knew it.
Everyone in the world knew.
True. That's true. That's true. And so...
Or knows now.
Yeah. And so then they did one encore, which we kind of knew was going to happen because they had mentioned it in, like, the little announcement. And then after the encore, everybody in the audience bring up their posters.
Yes.
And this I did, and they basically said keep them secret before this. And so everybody got their posters, and the members were like, what the heck? What's this? Like, oh my gosh, what is this? And they were very excited. They all got handed their own, and then they took pictures. They did, like, two from the front, one for one side, and one for the other side of the venue. And it was really, it was like, oh, that's so fun. I love when they take pictures. It's always cool. But, like, they were, like, so excited when we brought out the posters. It was really, really cute.
Yeah.
And then someone who is on the, I guess on the ground, on the first floor, they handed him, one of the members, flowers.
Oh, gosh. Dude, that
was
great.
Oh, my gosh. He was the one who could, I don't know their names. I'm so sorry. It was
Mingyu.
Mm-hmm. They handed him flowers. He was like, oh, my gosh. This culture is so nice. Like, he's like, I like this. It was so cute. And then someone else in the crowd handed one of the other members.
Woo Rim,
yeah. A flag. It was.
Oh, what did Simeon say?
Oh, Portugal.
Portugal,
yeah, yeah. I was like, I know they speak Portuguese or something. Yeah.
It's Portugal flag. Portugal. Mm-hmm. And it had, like, writing on it.
I think it had, like, the concert date on it and stuff. And it was really cool, and they held it up, and they were very excited. And they're like, am I going to, you know, are you giving it to us? And it was really cute. It was fun. Like, even though we couldn't understand what they were saying, unfortunately, you could still, you know, hear their excitement.
Yeah.
And they're also a little nervous. And, you know, you could still get that even though we couldn't understand.
Yeah. We couldn't understand the words, but we could understand
the emotion.
The emotion behind it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was really fun. And I'll be honest, as much as I love people getting up, cheering, clapping during songs, absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm totally fine with that. It was kind of nice being able
to hear them sing the entire time.
And see them.
And see them, yes, because no one stood in front of us.
Yeah,
no one was having their hands up or having their phones up. Mm-hmm. No one was standing. Yeah. Maybe people in the front on the first floor, but I doubt it. Everybody was seated and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was like, oh, this is nice. This is actually, like, really
It was like
nice.
This really cool combination of a respectful audience.
Yeah.
And actually, a very excited audience.
Yes.
At the same time.
It was so cool. And, like, whenever, you know, and then when they were going to take photos, you know, people were, like, yelling out, oh, I love you, this and that, and, like, waving to them. Like, it's not that they were, like, oh, we're just going to sit here and be bored. No. A bunch of people, you could tell, came because they were, like, big fans of them.
The ladies in front of us, you know, they were probably in their 50s.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they were up there, like,
giving
hearts
and everything.
Stuff.
Like, I'm not saying that they weren't excited.
Everybody was
so excited. It was so fun. And it was really cool being in an audience like that, where everybody was, like, very respectful of, like, when they're singing, they're singing. But whenever they were, you know, done, we would, you know, people would cheer or laugh and, like, this and that. It was really cool. And I'll be honest, in some ways, I preferred it.
Mm.
But I completely understand that you're not going to get that type of audience at a K-pop concert.
Because you're going to get, it's a completely different
vibe.
Age group.
Exactly.
Of
different.
Audience.
It's a different age group. It's a different vibe. Yeah. Everything. Which I'm fine with. I'm totally fine with it. It was kind of funny, the contrast, I guess you could say.
Yes,
for sure.
It was, like, almost flip-flopped with the Koreans versus non-Koreans at, say, the Monsta X concert.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we
went to, it was in the same place, in New York.
It was, yeah. That's really funny. Yeah. It was, like, only a few blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Queens, New York, that there's a pretty big Korean population there, apparently. And no, but it was like, it was really fun. It was really cool seeing them live. And this made me, like, want to hear, like, different music live, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of musicals. That's always fun. But I've only seen a few concerts, but I think it'd be cool I want to see a band live. We were very close to seeing N Flying.
Yeah.
But they had only general admission.
I almost regret not going to
that. I do and don't. Yeah, but, like, N Flying, where were they? I don't even remember.
New Jersey or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we decided not to go. We didn't go to see Kong Daniel. That was a hard one to say no to as well.
Because a general admission ticket, you have to stand in
line.
We were not interested in standing in line for 3 hours in January weather.
It's not good weather.
If they come in spring, summer,
it's tempting.
I'll do it.
Well, see, because the only general admission I've ever been to is Eric Nam's, which is not a huge venue even. It's not like we were in this gigantic crowd. It was actually a very small venue.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even remember what time of year. Wait, what time of year was that? Was it January?
January.
Oh,
yes.
So it was in January.
Freezing.
I know. So we were outdoors. We were probably in line for at least 2 hours, which we got a pretty decent spot,
to be honest.
Yeah. And we were dying. It was so cold. Oh, my gosh. We finally got in, and because everybody was so close together,
it got really hot,
and it was very uncomfortable. My feet hurt. It was awesome seeing Eric Nam live, seeing him very close up, but honestly, I could see about maybe a quarter of the stage,
because
I'm very short.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. I just personally don't know if I want to experience that again.
Mm.
You know, it was cool, but it's so much nicer having a seat.
Yes.
And basically having, like, you know, you're guaranteed this.
You don't have to come hours. You know, you can waltz into the venue 30 minutes before it starts
and
sit down.
And we are probably seated within, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
As long as we got up the stairs and, like, someone helped us find our seat. Mm-hmm. Like, that was it. But it's not that I disliked the Eric Nam one. I just prefer to have a, like, um, a,
assigned seating,
but ticketed.
Ticketed stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was super cool. And I mean, not a lot of people, unfortunately, are going to get to see Forest Hill because they're only in five.
They only do five concerts in North America. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, for this North America tour. Yeah. Is this their first time in North America or have they come before?
I don't know.
All the concerts I looked up were like they've done Asia tours.
That doesn't surprise me.
That does not surprise me at all, but I don't know. But yeah, they did LA and Vancouver before us, then New York, then they have, I believe it's Atlanta and Dallas, I think are the other two. But yeah, it was really fun. It was just super interesting how different the experience was. And it was really funny. On the way out, me and you, there was this guy sitting behind us. He was there with his wife and daughter. And, you know, he came up to us and was talking to us. He worked in Korea for a year, and that's where he actually met his wife. And he was so fun. And, you know, it was really funny because you were like, we just kind of gravitated towards each other because, like, I don't know, because we were both not Korean. It was really funny. You know, we were talking to him because we were in the balcony. You had to go down some stairs to get out. But then there's, like, this sea of people getting out from the first floor. So we were just like, whatever, we'll wait for a little bit. So we were just sitting on the stairs talking and chatting. And then afterwards, as we were on our way out, he's like, you know, he was saying to his wife, like, man, I feel like I know them, you know? He was so fun. It was really, really fun. Then we had to get back to the car, you know, all aching and, like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, limping. It was, oh, my gosh. My hips hurt from walking all day, but.
So, Forestella was recognized in Korea in 2021 as the crossover group of the year.
That's cool.
And this was their first North American tour.
Well, we are very lucky, actually, mm-hmm. that you found out about them a few months ago. Because before that, I didn't know they existed.
Right.
I really didn't. And, you know, seeing their, like, performances, even just, like, videos and stuff, is really interesting and really fun. And it's really cool to see such a different style. And it was, I don't know, it's very, very different, but it's very fun to see something that's very different than what.
Yeah, after the concert, I'm like, okay, so now what we should do is to further our
genres?
What are you looking for? Okay. Further our exploration of various things. We should go see a J-pop concert and a C-pop concert.
Which I just don't know any.
Might be a bit harder.
That's going to be a lot harder, I think. Because, we're kind of lucky, though, that we just so happen to live in PA. And it just happened. It's where y'all were born.
Well, you can get to New York and New Jersey very quickly. Easily. Where a lot of these concerts happen.
Yeah, we are lucky that we don't have to drive, like, 6+ hours to go. Or even if it was an hour further than what we currently go, I don't think we'd go.
It would depend on who it was.
That's true. It's kind of the extent
there are certain groups I would drive 4 or 5 hours to see.
And flying was up there, but I was so sad they were general admission. Yeah. I was so sad. And but it's one of those things where I think it was worth the drive.
It was
very fun.
Definitely.
Oh, even though it was kind of expensive to drive there. Like, goodness gracious.
The drive there, parking and drive home, cost as much as the ticket.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Which should be fair, but we were also three people.
We were expecting.
There.
We know.
Yeah, New York's expensive. It's not like I'm going there, you know.
Right.
I expected, but yeah, so fun. So if you haven't heard of Forestella, I hope this has convinced you. Check out the music.
Yes, go listen to them.
And even if you're like me and you don't listen to their music all the time, it's fun here and there. Mm-hmm. Kind of mix it up a bit, you know? Get a little different genres. And I don't know of another group that's done this sort of style. It's very interesting. It's very cool. And also seeing their original music, which is like very epic. Is that the right word? You know what I mean?
A lot of their songs are very epic.
Yeah, I guess that's the right way.
big voices lend themselves to that style. Yeah, for sure.
And then, but seeing that, then also seeing some of the covers they do and, like, other things, like, especially, like, their solo stages, like, being able to see that they do a lot of different genres, and it's really fun to kind of see what stuff they decide to do.
And also read about the different members because
it's so funny.
Like, some have classical opera training. So
here, I know what it is. Two are classically trained, like, and were even part of, at least one was part of, like, the soul opera or something like that. I don't remember. And then one is musically trained in like musicals and stuff.
Acting and musicals.
Yep. And it went for college for that. One of them, I don't remember who it is. I wish it did. Who is it?
Hyung Ho.
Okay.
He has a degree in chemical
engineering. Yeah, he was a chemist. I think it was for like Lott or something that he worked.
Yeah.
And then
he formed a band in college.
Yeah, but he's the only one who didn't go for college for something related to music. Right. He's actually a chemist and then ended up doing Phantom Singer. And then now he is part of Forstella, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah, I would totally recommend looking up the individual members. It's really
interesting. And you can go on YouTube and you can search out their names and you can watch some of their solo stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. So, yeah, it was just a really fun... It was a fun night. It really was. And it was very different, but it was cool how different it was, I guess you could say. Yeah, so it was a little over 2 hours because...
I could have listened to them for 2 more hours.
Yeah, easy. Honestly, yeah. Especially if they, like, slightly adjusted the music. It would have been perfect, but no, it's super fun. So, yeah, this was our second ever episode talking about a concert. I do not recommend listening to our first one.
We didn't know what we were talking about.
It's terrible. We were talking about the 1US one, which was our very first one we saw, which is...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm one of those people who doesn't know how to describe how, like, music... I'm like, oh, yeah, it was good. It made me feel things. Well, what'd it make you feel? It just made me feel things. There you go. Like, I don't know.
But this was more than just the music. This was the whole experience.
It was so interesting. Yeah. It really, really was. And their music is amazing. Oh, my gosh. They're so good. It's so fun. And it's something that, like, with how they harmonize and stuff, is something that you don't get with a lot of modern pop music.
Right.
So it's really cool being able to hear that and be like, oh, dude, they're so good, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, we'll stop rambling now. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you all next time.